94.8 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Dozens of Americans have escaped weeks of gang violence in Haiti. CBS News Miami reporter Joan Murray was at the airport as their flights landed.
The State Department arranged this charter flight for U.S. citizens out of Cap Haitien, hours from Port-au-Prince and far more stable. Americans with valid passports filled out a form online. No one knew when or if it would happen. Janet was a flight attendant for 47 passengers.
It was an awesome feeling. I was great. I feel like a diplomat.
Many of the passengers told us, despite the chaos, they would welcome the chance to return to Haiti.
Well, it was a scary night in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Police told people to shelter in place for a time and shut down the beachfront bar district all during spring break and St. Patrick's Day celebrations. WJAX-TV's Nicholas Brooks is at the scene.
The Jacksonville Beach Police Department told us three people were shot and two people are in critical condition and one is deceased. Police officers were getting people away from the scene, and I spoke to two witnesses. They said they saw two guys arguing in a parking lot with a crowd of people surrounding them. One man was pointing a gun at another man's head. The next thing they heard was 11 shots that went off.
Police are still looking for the shooter or shooters. The National Rifle Association says a New York official violated the group's First Amendment rights by urging banks and insurance companies to cut ties with them. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Monday. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum explains the case.
There's a big difference between advising private companies of the risks involved in doing business with the NRA and actually pressuring and coercing them to cut their ties with gun owners. The NRA argues that such actions interfere with their freedom of speech, but ironically, the same argument can be made by the state regulator, who is merely advising banks and insurers on what is in their best interest.
It's like a national holiday for college basketball fans. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has the latest on Selection Sunday.
Defending national champion UConn earned the number one overall seed. The second overall seed and top seed in the South is Houston. Purdue is the third top seed in the Midwest region. And North Carolina earned the fourth top seed and will play in the West region.
Well, there was no suspense to this race. Russia's Vladimir Putin has won another term as leader, extending his decades-long grip on power. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rebuked the results.
Цими днями російський диктатор імітує чергові вибори у всьому світі.
Zelensky slammed Putin as a, quote, dictator who is sick for power and is doing everything he can to rule forever. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has dismissed two of the three claims against a former Wauwatosa police officer who killed three people of color in 5 years. The families of Antonio Gonzalez, Jay Anderson, and Alvin Cole filed suits against former officer Joseph Mensa in 2022. The judge tossed the cases from Gonzalez and Anderson, saying that the use of force was necessary in their situations. The Cole case will continue. Eviction filings are rising in Wisconsin. Filings were up 18% in January from their pre-pandemic averages. Wisconsin has also seen some of the steepest rent increases between January 2022 and 2023. The median monthly rent in Wisconsin is over $1,500. Last year, research group Ford Analytics found that the state needs to build at least 140,000 housing units by 2030 just to keep pace with current demand. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers say so long to Aaron Jones. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this past week after contract talks broke down. The Packers signed 26-year-old running back Josh Jacobs from the Raiders, then called 29-year-old Aaron Jones to tell him he was being released. Jones then signed the next day with the Vikings and was asked for his reaction.
It's a part of the business. You know what you sign up for. My agent had called me before all of that happened, telling me it was a possibility. So, you know, my mind was already prepared, and I just wanted to go where I felt wanted.
Josh Jacobs is now in Green Bay and talked about being Jones' replacement.
Yeah, I actually know Aaron, you know, so I already know what kind of guy he is. You know what I'm saying? A great dude, man. And obviously, he's a legend around here just from what he's done in his time. I don't really consider myself coming in and, you know, like replacing what he's done. I just try to hold that standard.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 18, still a bit breezy out of the northwest. A little breezy for Monday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. A little warmer Tuesday, highs around 45 degrees. Still breezy, though. Sunny for Wednesday, breezy again, 32.
It's 24 right now.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm live in Madison and joined in studio by musician James Runday. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Department of Health and Human Services.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back, folks. We have on the air and on your screen an emerging American hero, Alex Aronson, 7.5 note for years, graduate of Stanford Law School, formerly of Georgetown, formerly of Covington and Burling, formerly the chief counsel to Sheldon Whitehouse, who has taken on the task of saving the American judicial system. And that is a big task. And I'm not really overstating what he is taking on. And I don't know if he wants to talk about in depth how he's going to save the American judicial system. We've got him for about 9 more minutes, but want to at least give him a plug. And if you've been tracking what's been happening in the judicial system, what's been happening with the right-wing takeover of the American judicial system, the oligarchic takeover, much of what you've been hearing has been driven by, I'm going to call it journalism, that he did at Georgetown, that he did with in Senator Whitehouse's office, and now that he is doing in his own shop. Alex, thanks so much for being with us.
Jefferson, thanks so much for having me. It's great to connect. We've known each other a long time, Jeff, and you know we're supposed to set expectations low and then exceed them. I don't know if this intro is a lot to live up to, but I appreciate it. It's really, really kind of you.
No. What if I was going to set you up badly, and your sound is a little tinny, but if I was going to set you up badly, what I would have said is he's about to say brilliant and funny things, and then it'd be like if you didn't say. But if what I say is that anything you say is by definition brilliant, then that's setting you up well. You know what I'm saying? I'm lauding your basic humanity.
That sound any better? Absolutely.
All right. So what's happening with the American judicial system and or what is on your mind right now? What are you focused on?
So the American judicial system has been captured and corrupted by special interests, right? This is what we watched happen during the Trump administration.
Yeah.
When, judicial selection during his candidacy was, you know, formally outsourced to this private dark money group, the Federalist Society, where this, you know, secretive operative, Leonard Leo, had been for decades raising hundreds of millions of dollars to organize this, you know, complex, mature, and super strategic ecosystem of special interest mouthpieces and other vectors to really radically reshape the law. And when Trump came along, you know, this was a guy that did not care about the courts, doesn't care about the law, doesn't think about the rule of law. And he was more than happy to kind of make this alliance with these right-wing billionaire donors who really did care a lot about the court. And it was that in that sort of, sort of corrupt exchange that, you know, really greased the skids for Trump to win that first presidency by such a slim margin in those states, and really, really essential to for him to be able to lock in that establishment Republican community, which then during the Trump administration, with, you know, Mitch McConnell having blocked Merrick Garland's appointment, had sort of a field day in terms of, you know, installing just an entirely new breed of of judges onto the federal courts who were, you know, not, you know, umpires trying to call balls and strikes, but, you know, had been vetted by this ideological, you know, machine to ensure that they would deliver the results that the interests wanted. And that is what we've been seeing. So it's a pretty dark moment for the American judiciary. And, you know, at a moment where Trump is, again, sort of threatening ascendance, you know, the deep damage to the courts presents a real concern for the future of American democracy.
When you were at Stanford, when you were at the law school, did you know and make friends with any Federal Society dudes, or not necessarily just dudes there? More dudes than otherwise, to be clear.
Yeah, one in particular that your listeners might be familiar with was a fellow named Blake Masters, was in my class. He transferred in while we were there. He ran for Senate in Arizona to not great success. But it was interesting. You know, I got to know Blake a little bit at the time. He was a libertarian. He was involved in the Federalist Society. They believed in ideas like Ayn Rand's ideas. And it's just been fascinating and really disturbing and scary to watch the development of people like Blake into this new right philosophy that really, in some ways, sort of abandons those classic libertarian ideas and has embraced a very scary kind of state maximalism that you can see reflected in projects like Project 2025, this huge undertaking by the Heritage Foundation and 100 of these other dark money groups, which is no longer simply just focused on trying to, you know, weaken or minimize the administrative state, but it's really focused on infiltration and capture, and then using those levers, those incredibly powerful government levers, to impose a, you know, billionaire, advantageous and Christian nationalist worldview on all the rest of us.
This may be too much of a softball, or the answer might be too obvious, and so I don't know whether I should say I'm sorry or thank you in advance, but do liberal voters, progressive voters, Democratic voters, you pick your descriptor, need to more significantly prioritize the courts as activists and as voters?
Absolutely we do. Yeah, absolutely we do. And if we look at how the right, you know, built this power, this, you know, alliance between fossil fuel billionaires primarily down in Texas and religious extremists and secretive organizations like the Council for National Policy, these groups kind of identified these mutual interests that weren't necessarily the same, but they recognized that they could work off of each other, and they fomented an incredible, you know, popular movement on the religious right against Roe versus Wade, which organized, you know, and gave this amazing political power to the conservative legal movement's efforts to weaponize the courts. And so I'm not trying to say that we need to, you know, create exactly the same, you know, movement, but we absolutely need to start recognizing how many of the problems that we're living through, how much of the Congress's inability to work for us, how much, you know, the president's inability to get things done are by virtue of this captured and corrupt court, which is really just, you know, trying to stand in the way of progress. And so certainly I think, you know, engaging in politics, I think we've been much too sort of passive and trusting of the judicial process to sort of, you know, if we just bring good arguments to court, you know, they're going to win the day. But that doesn't work if the judges are corrupt and handpicked by extremists to deliver outcomes. And so what we need to do is engage in politics, right? Because, you know, I think, you know, Democrats, broadly speaking, have not prioritized this as an electoral issue, as a political or policy issue. And so, you know, coming from my experience on the Hill, spending 5 years in the Senate Judiciary Committee, I can tell you this is not, you know, top of mind for most of these members, and they need to be hearing from voters, from constituents, from advocates, the advocacy community really broadly, and not just in this kind of narrow world of judicial advocacy, but really from, you know, the grassroots really, really broadly, because every single one of our issues is directly implicated by this court.
So before you had to go, what's the next move? Either what's the move for activists or for, you know, donors or for voters, or what's the next move for you? What's the most important next step that we need to be taking to have a pro-democracy, rebuild a pro-democracy judiciary?
So, you know, the work we started doing at Court Accountability, which we launched last year as a, you know, pretty quiet research and advocacy organization that's not trying to make a big splash for ourselves, but really trying to provide infrastructure and resources and strategy across this movement to really build this infrastructure. Our big focus has been trying to tell these stories of how corrupted the courts have become and to get our elected leaders and other leaders in the media to tell more accurate and nuanced stories about this. And our theory of change behind this work is to sort of inject a kind of different attitude, a more forward-leaning and fighting spirit into our politics around the courts, because, like I said earlier, we've just been too passive, and that passivity has, you know, given room for these authoritarians to seize this power and make our lives miserable. And so we've felt it's really important to emphasize oversight, congressional oversight, restoring kind of Congress's sense of authority and obligation to serve as a check on the court, you know, on behalf of the people, as the people's most direct representative in the constitutional structure. And we're starting to see some great progress. You know, there's a comprehensive ethics bill that I was a part of back when I was, you know, in the Senate that has moved forward through the Senate. The, you know, House leaders like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Jamie Raskin have just been, you know, really understanding the intersection between this threat and the MAGA threat and January 6th that they have, you know, done such amazing leadership work on. And so, you know, we've really been, you know, trying to engage these leaders to fight this fight. And in that, you know, in that activity, right, really restoring the strength of these atrophied muscles, our hope is that they will start to see the popularity of this work and the potency of some of the reforms that are being developed in the kind of legal advocacy community that have not yet really been even socialized or certainly not invested in, to actually, you know, start to pass some laws that could constrain this court.
Awesome.
And restore some balance in our constitutional
law. Well, I know you got a hard stop. We got a break. It's great to hear from you, man. Thank you, Alex, and thanks for being a hero.
Love you, Jefferson.
Love you,
this
too.
Thank you, man.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Fight for the courts. They're not just something that happens. They're something that gets done. Help Alex Aronson get them done.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You sleeping, little guy? You sleeping? You're a good boy. You're a good boy. Did you know, George, that there are popular dog brands out there that have whole teams devoted to trying to make their food as addictive for you as possible? Yeah. And that they often use chemical flavorings to mask the ingredients that are really bad for you? Yeah. They could lead to problems for you like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Yeah, I know. I would have the same expression. Here's the thing. You deserve, dogs that we love deserve food that tastes incredible. I know you like that, but also that makes you feel incredible. That's why we love and dogs love Nature's Blend premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty. Dr. Marty is a veterinarian. Earmuffs, I know you don't love that word. Dr. Marty is the veterinarian called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Nature's Blend has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver are the first five ingredients. So dogs naturally love the flavor of Nature's Blend. I know you love that stuff, buddy. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling liver treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text T-H-O-M to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. No, George, you can't have a cell phone, but you're a Google boy. Everybody loves you. I know. All right. Back to the show. I got to pay attention. Here we go. Let's go to Hunter from Kay Falls, Klamath Falls, Oregon. You're on the air, Hunter.
Pay attention there, Jefferson. Love your name.
Thanks, man.
Love your dad and for marrying Likewise. Your mom.
Likewise.
Yeah. That guy about Thomas. Man, that him being the Supreme Court guy, making him George W. Bush, that was the most racist act, putting him in there, knowing what he was going to do for us. But anyway, ran on here. The other thing I wanted to say was Eleanor Roosevelt had a lot to do with what FDR did.
Sure.
And the women's power. And we ought to have the platform for the convention. ERA should be amended, into our Constitution as law, and we should end Citizens United. And at Halloween, all the Barbies and witches ought to go to Washington and stay there till the election. let them know that we're here. But the reason I called Jefferson was Tom Sheehan. That's the guy who did the Iran-Contra thing, and Karen Silkwood and all kinds of stuff. He worked for the Christic Foundation. He has a thing going called the New Paradigm Institute.
Okay.
And everybody should get on it, because we have the National Defense Act is coming up, 2024, and you need to call your congresspeople, and because, open up about, alien craft. Because he actually saw pictures of the alien craft with writings on the side, and he copied it down and took it out of the archives. He was one of the only people that has ever got to go in the archives.
Do you think if there are aliens
that they are benevolent?
They're here.
Do you think they're...
No, they're here.
You think benevolent or malevolent?
They're here helping us.
They're helping. You know, all right.
They see what's going on. They see what's going on. They know who the bad guys are.
All right.
They know who the good people are.
All right.
Come on. They know who... Why do you think the native tribes had all that uranium, you know, on those vacant lands that they put them on, thinking they're... You know, come on. They... God knows.
The reason I ask, and you said a kind word about my dad, and thank you, Hunter, so much for the call. And how are things going in Klamath Falls, by the way?
Oh, it's beautiful here. Yeah. Always, get up here and check it out. What's his name? Edison Chiliquin. He kept the land for the Klamath tribe.
Yeah.
And they built a thing out here for him. Yeah. If you're ever down this way, check it out.
All right, man.
Yeah. Historically, he was a World War II veteran.
Yeah.
Won the Silver Star, Bronze Star. Come back here to America and was treated bad, you know?
Yeah. Well, Hunter, thank you so much for the call. The reason I ask is my dad has the thought that, if I heard you say they're here, but my dad will put it in the conditional. I'll say, if aliens arrive, he thinks they'll be more benevolent than malevolent. They'll be more good than bad. And the reason he thinks so is because if they've achieved fashion light travel, if they've made it to, I was going to say the United States, let's call it Earth, because they might not land in the United States first. But that means they had to be around a while. And if they've been around a while, it probably means they've had to figure out how to get along together. They've had to figure out not just a linear system of thinking and of an extraction, but of a circular system of thinking and extraction. They've got to be rooted a little bit in sort of compassion. That's his thought. Jim from Chicago, Illinois, you're on the air. You got about 50 seconds.
Hey, Jefferson, I'll make this really quick. It's always a treat to have you filling in for Tom. I just wanted to make a comment about blood donation. As a gay man, I've never been able to donate blood, and I have O negative blood type.
Yeah.
And it's always broken my heart that I can't donate, and I refuse to lie. So I just haven't. And now I'm able to donate blood, which is the most sought after blood type.
No, that's a real, your blood is a real gift, and it's going to save people, man.
No, and it feels good. Like, I felt guilty over the years. Like, I should just go and lie.
But that's got to be tough, right? Like, to go and deny your own humanity, deny who you are, and
exactly.
You know, like, that's, yeah, no, I empathize. I empathize, and I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your blood.
Yeah, now I get to donate and not lie.
Awesome, man. Honesty and virtue at the same time. Jim, you be well.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too. We'll be right back. This is Tom's show. This is your show. Anything Goes Friday. We got some stuff going.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
202-808-9925. We have blood and aliens today. Not just those two things. And they're not related in the way you might think.
Your hometown from Wisconsin sports station is locally grown news talk and sports. 97.5 FM WFHR Radio AM.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for News Talk and Sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Dozens of U.S. citizens have escaped the rising gang violence in Haiti. This man was on a flight chartered by the State Department that landed in Miami Sunday.
I feel like we have no one fighting on our behalf. And finally, we got an email saying, hey, we got a flight for you. So, feeling great.
Police in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, closed down the beachfront bar district after a shooting that killed one person and injured two others. Christine Hoffman is the mayor.
I'm obviously very saddened by this tragic situation that impacted our beaches, but I'm so glad to see how our police department has worked together to react.
68 teams made it to the March Madness tournament, including the Drake Bulldogs, who waited on the court with fans in the stands to hear their team called. UConn, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina are the top four seeds. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to avoid all fires, with the state continuing to experience elevated fire dangers. Some parts of northern Wisconsin haven't seen any precipitation in over a month. Mix that with breezy weather, and the DNR says that elevated fire conditions will continue into early next week. The DNR has already responded to nearly 250 wildfires this year. March is National Social Worker Month. One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
I like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 18, still a bit breezy out of the northwest. A little breezy for Monday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. A little warmer Tuesday, highs around 45 degrees. Still breezy, though. Sunny for Wednesday, breezy again, 32.
It's 24 right now.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. We're back. This is the Tom Hartman Show. I am Jefferson Smith. It is an honor to be here. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's go to Deborah from Chicago. Go ahead, Deborah.
Hi again, Jefferson. This is the second time I got to talk with you. I enjoy and I miss Tom, but I appreciate what you're doing, enjoying what you're saying and sharing. I called about Schumer and that I've called his office now maybe three times thanking him for having the courage. I'm 65 and I'm in Chicago to know that here in Chicago there's no courage, and in fact there's no witness protection program set on the death of legislators 10 years. People were not going to come forward unless, like me, they want to be terrorized and entrapment by politicians. But Schumer took the courage to do the truth. That's democracy. If we're paying taxes for what's happening over in Israel, then we should have a say in the matter. So I thank him. However, as far as what's happening in Chicago, and sadly Tom doesn't have the hands-on, you don't have the hands-on what's happening in Chicago. Sure. It has been happening for decades, half a century. But you have a fascist here in that the politician that's in my area, December 21st, 2021, how can you come over the airway after someone has said something that you didn't like and you say it's ignorant and dangerous over FCC? So as far as the courts, I took Tom's lead to call Schumer about the courts expanding and others. Yeah. But to know that Biden was there against Anita Hill and put in Clarence Thomas, who would replace the Honorable Thurgood Marshall. The Democrats, like I said, I'm 65, and what's happened in Chicago with immigration and all, being a veteran, and can't get Biden for 3 years to come and investigate the murder of my fellow veterans. I'm sorry, but and Trump is evil.
So you got finish your point, Deborah. Go ahead.
For me, and most of Chicago and South and the West Side, where Rahm Emanuel set on $700 million. So this, as far as the baby, what was that? The home killers, the home that Tom, the reading I just heard from Tom. No,
I want to make sure you finish. Rahm Emanuel. I want to make sure you made three good points, and I want to hear them. But I want to make sure I don't want to cut you off, and I want to make sure we don't make a fourth, because I do want to be able to get to other callers, Deborah.
Okay, well, 2011, Rahm Emanuel exacerbated housing. We're having a crisis here now. So before Abbott and DeSantis, Rahm Emanuel, that was the displacement of blacks and bringing in those to replace. So thank you for
Deborah.
Accepting my call.
No, thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling.
Thank you, Jefferson. God bless you.
Bless you, and thank you for sharing your thoughts. I do want to say something about Schumer. It is from the sidelines. There is an arrogance that can creep in, or just sort of a casual ease of criticism, to think that standing up for what seems obvious to us sometimes ought to be easy. And I think it ought to be easier than it is. But recognize that what Schumer did actually took some courage. Because imagine how many people have his phone number and try to call him. And imagine how many people have helped him get elected and helped him elevate to the position that he is in. And imagine the text messages and phone calls and emails he gets when it comes to the issue of Israel. And not just from people who have an opinion, but from people who he has relied upon to help fund hugely expensive national campaigns, heck, hugely expensive New York campaigns. Imagine how many New Yorkers, how many people around the country have bent his ear. And that goes well beyond AIPAC. So for some of us, it's easy to say stuff, right? For some of us, you know, talk is cheap. For someone in his position, Talk ain't cheap. Talk's expensive and talk's hard. So, you know, when courage is manifest, it ought to be shouted out. Cecilia from Orlando, Florida. You are on the air, Cecilia.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just wanted to let you know how much, I mean, I love Tom. Everybody loves Tom. But you are fabulous.
Wow.
And I hear different things from you that I don't hear from anybody else. For example, your idea of doing the ballot from the bottom down is brilliant.
We should start at the bottom, right? We should totally start at the bottom. Start with the judges and the Soil and Water Conservation Board, and then move up to the county council and the city's commission, and then
make people think.
Yeah. Maybe keep going.
Yeah. I've been an activist with Sierra Club for many, many decades, and I get all sorts of calls, you know, what am I going to do about the judges, the soil, water, whatever. And I get more calls on those than I get on anything else. But be that as it may, I just wanted to say how just a different perspective and how much, I mean, I stop in my tracks after a 17-hour nursing shift because we need more nurses, and I just listen to you, and I just wanted to say thank you, and I wanted to ask for a pithy recommendation. I have brilliant friends who are going to vote the wrong way. How do we get to them?
And when you say the wrong way, you mean they're not going to cast a ballot, they're going to vote for, you know, RFQ Jr.?
They're voting for the orange Jesus.
Mm. All right.
I cannot persuade them. We've got to find a way. I'm trying to gently say, have you read, you know, 2025? Do you see what is going on? They're letting you know. They're saying it out loud. Why are you ignoring? I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And these are people that are professionals and nurses and docents at libraries and you can't get through. And it's frightening. It's more frightening that we have these intelligent people, these educated people are buying the Kool-Aid as opposed to the poor, you know, favorite.
I'm going to give a weird response.
Educated people.
I'm going to give you a weird response. Here's my weird response. And it's kind of weird, but it's what came in my mind. And it's not going to be as helpful as you hope. I want to apologize in advance. So I once went with the House Democratic Majority Leader to a fundraising lunch. And I don't mean like one of these things that's $1,000 a plate, that kind of lunch. I just mean a lunch with a person who is a prospective donor, a rich guy we were hoping would give and help elect some candidates. And at that lunch, that guy proceeded to lambast is a strong word, but be highly critical of the Democrats in our state, and of that Democratic Majority Leader. Was he even Speaker at that time? I think he was Speaker at that time. And afterwards, and he had a lot to get off his chest. And afterwards, I was walking with the, I think, Speaker, and said, well, I know this guy well. I think there's a chance we still get at him, and maybe he'll still make a donation. And he said, yeah, but at some point you have to decide, are you going to maximize your value by going back to that guy and trying and trying and trying, or are you going to maximize your value by trying someone else? And I thought about that, and it was a little, like, I realizing I was a little like Kevin Costner in Tin Cup and trying to convince this guy, who I knew personally, that he actually should believe in some of the things that we were working on. And what the Speaker said was, yeah, well, you could try that. You could try being Tin Cup, or you could try someone else. So I actually think that in terms of util of energy, that trying to break through the brick wall of somebody who's totally been bought into the network propaganda, who's totally bought into defining their own identity as connected to Trump, and therefore if you attack Trump, it feels like an attack on their identity. So what do they have to do? They have to dig in more. They have to defend more. They have to like him more. They have to tangle up their cognitive dissonance even further. And instead, let's register some voters. Instead, let's find the people who don't vote every election. Let's make sure they vote this time. Let's get that person who's thinking their vote might not matter to make clear their vote does matter. That person who's thinking, oh, wouldn't it be funny if I voted for Robert Kennedy's kid, right, who's trying to find other conspiracy theorists to run alongside and say, no, don't waste this one. Biden would have lost but for 44,000 votes. I think if we go find three new voters, we'll have a better chance at trying to flip one. And flipping one is really really powerful, right? It's minus one for them, plus one for the other. But I think it's easier to do easier than that is to go get three others. That's my quick response. But so that I don't dodge your question right. fully, because sometimes these are personal relationships.
And you know what? We're going to walk precincts.
There you go.
My husband and I already said, just get your walking shoes on. We are walking precincts this season.
There you go. Thank you. I think that's
thank you.
All right,
you're brilliant.
Thank you for doing
this, and I enjoy listening to you.
Cecilia, you're not breaking my heart. Yeah, she got a song. All right, take care. All right, let's go. We've got 30 seconds. Do we have 30 seconds? George from Cripple Creek, Virginia. What an interesting name for a place. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff, great job, filling in for Tom. You were talking about how fascism might take place in the U.S. You ever see the HBO series, The Plot Against America?
Oh, you want to plug that. It's a good recommendation.
Yeah, but the premise is that, Charles Lindbergh defeated FDR in the 1940 election and aligns U.S. with Hitler's Germany, and anti-Semitism breaks out to such an extent that there are Kristallnacht-like riots.
You're listening to Tom.
They're taking us to break.
Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back with your calls and the big, big finish. It's been a wonderful week to be with you.
Are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Talk about people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, and how some of the Republicans are just making a foolish mockery of Congress.
Yeah.
And I think it's intentional. I think they want to make Congress look as bad as possible, so that when Trump comes in, he can get rid of democracy.
Oh, David, it's a great point, and we are doing speed round. Thanks for the call. And depending on our definition of intention, one of the benefits, one of the easier positions, one of the reasons we have to work a little bit harder and why I appreciate all of you so much, is that one of the advantages that the sort of anti-democracy folks have is when they attack democracy, they win twice, right? When they make stuff not work well, they win twice. First, because they put rocks in the gears, and second, because it suggests
Agent Orange, 100% disabled Vietnam era, ex-decorated cop, grew up in Flint, Michigan, and blue as blue and union can be. Elon Musk believes in sustainability, recognizes Matthew 25, take care of your neighbor, vice versa. His next accomplishment will be reusable rocketry and jettison all of the plastic and pollution on this planet, garbage, et cetera, on decaying orbit into the sun, and we'll make our solar furnace and our nuclear power plant even more usable. He's brilliant. Some of our media does not give the guy enough.
All right, so an Elon Musk plug from Dennis and rooting for space garbage. All right, Dennis, thanks for calling. James from Hollywood, you're on speed round. We got like just moments.
Jefferson. Hello. Yes, Jefferson.
You got 10 seconds left.
You are the most empathetic man I ever met, and I wanted to give you a gift, and the gift is a word, and the word is now your middle name, Jefferson Word Smith.
Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Tony from Long Island, New York. Speed round.
Let's describe bringing National Guard to the border and better DeSantis bringing National Guard to get spring breakers as what it really is, an example of the police state.
Thanks for the call. Jeff from Portland, Oregon, brother by another mother. You got speed around.
All right. Great job hosting this week, Jefferson. And I think you should pitch Mackenzie Scott about investing big time in progressive radio. Concerning this year's election and the fascist threat at our doorstep, I think kudos to Chuck Schumer for what he said yesterday, but I think it's another Jewish American senator that Biden's really going to have to lean into to win, and that's Bernie Sanders. We know Bernie's appeal to youth voters, but he also did great with Hispanics and the Latino vote, which seems to be a little shaky right now. So what's your thoughts on that and the TikTok thing? Isn't banning that counterproductive to courting the youth vote? Thanks, Jefferson.
Thanks, man. Let's hear from Ramon, and then I'll give my final thoughts. Ramon from, is it Loveville, Maryland? You got like 15 seconds.
Yes, two quick sentences. Number one, let's teach kids everything and guide their understanding rather than teach them little and let them be led in the bad directions. Number two is, listen, we have the power to make the next generation, the generation that's known for ingenuity and knowledge and talent, the community, rather than a generation known for what wars they fought in. That's it.
Ramon, thank you very, very much. I want to say something about young voters before we go, and thank you, Jeff, for the call. My thought about, and we didn't dig into TikTok and maybe should have, my quick thought is we need social media regulation legislation, not just TikTok regulation legislation. That doesn't mean I'm rooting for TikTok. I'd be okay if that got separated from ByteDance. I don't want that us to think that that solves the issue of social media, which we have to dig into further. Biggest thing I want to do is just say thank you. You've been so kind. And by the way, we cleared the board. We cleared the board. Thanks to you. You guys made the show. You made the show, Anything Goes Friday, anything went, and all of it went. Some of you didn't last all the way to the end, but for people who stayed to the end, we got to everybody. Thank you. Because of you, we were able to do that. And I just want to thank you so much that the discussion we had a chance to get a little bit deep, hopefully a little bit candid on race and what I call the white people problem, which to me is also me saying to young white men and everybody out there, you have a place here. You belong. It's not only for you. Other people belong too, but you belong. And we want to work with y'all to help make your lives better, make everybody's lives better. That we had a chance to talk about how we can build new sources of power and defend sources of pro-democracy power from the judiciary on down, up, and sideways for trying to take responsibility to make the world a little bit better. Thank you to everybody who called in saying you're giving blood. Didn't expect that. Including people who wanted to give blood. Our callers, O negative, never been able to give blood because of the discrimination, because living their life as a gay man and who now can. I want to thank all of you for being the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. With you, democracy is possible. You are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Love y'all. Tom's here on Monday.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tune in Monday for the Devil's Advocate. Dom's going to tell you Joe Biden's old. I'm going to tell you no, he's not. He's just right. Monday, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A plane chartered by the State Department has touched down in Miami, carrying dozens of Americans who fled from